KJAN Sports.
Time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the third round playoff assignments for high school football over the weekend. The new grouping sets up four pods in each class, with pod winners heading to the semifinals. Locally in Class 2A, Atlantic is in Pod B, and they drew a road trip to State Center to face off against West Marshall on Friday night. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. The other side of the pod has Greene County at PCM. Now, an eight-man Pod A, Harris Lake Park is at Remsen St. Mary's, while Newell Fonda plays at Audubon. Pod B has Lamoni at Cam and Fremont Mills at Martinsdale St. Mary's. In Class 1A, Pod C, Pella Christian is at Van Meter, and Underwood will go to Mount Air. In Class A, Pod A, St. Albert is hosting South O'Brien, while Riverside will head to Logan Magnolia. Nottoway Valley is in Pod B, and they'll go to Grundy Center. The other side of that pod has Hartley Melvin Sanborn at West Hancock. In Class 3A, Lewis Central and Harlan both ended up in Pod B. The Titans will be at home. They'll host Ballard. Cyclones also at home. They'll host Carlisle in the third round. Those games set for 7 o'clock kickoffs coming up this Friday night. A bad loss for the Iowa Hawkeyes to open the season. The Hawkeyes fumbled twice, including a fourth-quarter turnover that opened the door for Purdue's winning touchdown drive as the shorthanded Boilermakers posted a 24-20 win on Saturday. Iowa's undisciplined play led to 100 yards in penalties.
Huge impacts, whether it was offense, defense. Obviously, that helps the other team get better field position, so that's something we really don't want to have, especially when they're 15-yarders, I mean, 5, 10, 15, it doesn't matter. So we definitely got to get better at that, and that just comes down to what we talk about, just playing clean football, and you know, we didn't do that today.
That's senior linebacker Nick Neiman, who says Purdue made the plays to get the win.
It's just who had better preparation, who's going to go out there and compete and find a way to win, and they did that. And, you know, we give credit to them, obviously. Frustrated, sad, upset, it all kind of falls into the same category. And you know, all we can do is try to bounce back and go win next week.
In his first start, sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras passed for 265 yards, but the Hawkeye offense committed numerous pre-snap penalties.
You know, it's discipline, attention to detail. You know, we kind of pride ourselves on being brilliant at the basics, and I don't think we were that today. Self-inflicted wounds are never easy. It's tough, you know. Something we can correct for sure. It's good. We'll be able to watch it on tape, see what we did wrong, and come back this week and try and improve.
Next up, the Hawkeyes will host Northwestern on Saturday.
The only goal of ours that is off the table at this point is being undefeated. But there's still plenty of things to fight for. Starting with beating Northwestern next week. That's gonna be the next thing. But all our goals still apply. You know, of getting better each day and being the best team we can be, fulfilling our potential.
That Iowa-Northwestern game at an empty Kinnick Stadium on Saturday will begin at 2:30 with kickoff. We'll have our pregame show getting underway at 12:30 on Saturday afternoon. Iowa State had a three-game win streak snapped with a 24-21 loss at Oklahoma State. The Cyclones were only 3 of 13 on third down and missed two field goals to fall to 3-2 overall.
The reality for the entirety of the team is you can't have lulls. And so, offense, defense, special teams, everybody included, looks exactly the same. And, you know, I think where we have to iron out our team if we want to become our best is we got to get rid of the lulls.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones managed only 162 yards passing, and Campbell says several dropped passes hurt their cause.
There's not just one person today. You know, that was collective, a couple balls where we had the opportunity to make a play or make a catch, and we didn't make it. And, you know, again, those inches are what, when you're playing another really good football team, those are the inches you got to win. And like I said, that's the first time that I really saw that. We'll have to go back to work on it and continue to try to correct those things.
Breece Hall had 185 yards rushing. That was his fourth straight game with more than 100 yards.
We know it's very frustrating that we lost, obviously. Just felt like we kind of shot ourselves in the foot sometimes. You know, we had penalties, some missed assignments, you know. We got down to the red zone and didn't convert. just everything that causes a team to lose a game, pretty much.
Hall says the Cyclones squandered some scoring opportunities.
We definitely left some out there, you know. We got down to the red zone a couple times and didn't convert, didn't get any points, and took some unnecessary sacks, just having miscommunication and stuff like that. So it was real frustrating.
Next up for the Cyclones, they'll be at home on Saturday. They'll have an 11 o'clock, or rather, they'll be on the road Saturday. They'll be in Kansas against the Jayhawks. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday. Indiana jumped into the Associated Press College football poll Sunday after pulling off the weekend's most dramatic upset. Indiana is number 17 after they beat number 8 Penn State in overtime, the Hoosiers' first victory against a ranked team in the AP Top 10 since 1987. It's Indiana's highest ranking since 1993. Penn State slipped 10 spots to number 18 after losing to the Hoosiers for just the second time in 24 meetings since joining the Big Ten. Clemson remains a rock-solid number one. Alabama is second. The Tigers got 52 first-place votes. The Crimson Tide, 10. Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Georgia round out the top five. They're followed by Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, and Florida. Iowa State is in the poll at number 24 this week. Well, the Chiefs overcame 14-degree temperatures and a snowy field to hammer the Broncos for the 10th straight time, 43-16 yesterday. Kansas City scoring touchdowns on Byron Pringle's 102-yard kickoff return, Daniel Sorensen's 50-yard interception return, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire's 11-yard run, in which he broke five tackles. Patrick Mahomes finished a methodical 15 of 23 for 200 yards and a touchdown as the 6-1 Chiefs handed the Broncos their fourth loss in six games. Le'Veon Bell ran six times for 39 yards in his Chiefs debut. Elsewhere, the Pittsburgh Steelers held on to win a battle of the AFC's last two undefeated teams. Ben Roethlisberger threw two touchdown passes to Deontay Johnson, and the Steelers built a 27-7 lead and a 27-24 win over the Titans in Tennessee. Pittsburgh is now the NFL's only undefeated team after Seattle's 37-34 overtime loss at Arizona. Zane Gonzalez made a 48-yard field goal with 20 seconds left in overtime after drilling a 44-yard field goal as regulation expired. Tom Brady threw for four touchdowns and ran for a fifth as the Buccaneers outscored the Raiders 45-20. Jeff Wilson Jr. rushed for a career-high three TDs and 112 yards as the 49ers romped 33-6 over the Patriots. Baker Mayfield tossed five touchdown passes in a 37-34 win over the Bengals. The Packers got a 35-20 win over the Texans yesterday. Drew Brees threw for 287 yards and two scores in the Saints' 27-24 win against the Panthers. Tyler Bass tied a franchise record with six field goals, helping the Bills beat the Jets 18-10. Justin Herbert got his first NFL win, and the Chargers topped the Jaguars 39-29. Matthew Stafford connected with T.J. Hockenson on an 11-yard touchdown pass as time expired before Matt Prater's 48-yard extra point gave the Lions an improbable 23-22 win over the Falcons in Atlanta. And Washington had six sacks, an interception, and a forced fumble, and blew out the Cowboys 25-3. The Los Angeles Dodgers are one win away from their first World Series title in 32 years. Jock Peterson and Max Muncy hit solo homers as the Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 to take a 3-2 lead in the World Series. That was Muncy's third homer and 12th RBI with two out in this postseason. It took L.A. just two batters to take the lead as Mookie Betts led off the top of the first with a double and scored on Corey Seager's single. Clay Bellinger's RBI single made it 2-0 later in the inning. Winning pitcher Clayton Kershaw worked 5 2/3 innings for the Dodgers, allowing two runs and five hits. Kershaw was helped out when Manuel Margot was thrown out attempting to steal home in the fifth inning. The three-time Cy Young Award winner has two of LA's three wins in the series. The Dodgers can wrap up the series with Game 6 coming up tomorrow night. NASCAR's playoff cup race in Texas had to be postponed after 52 laps on a misty day that slowly deteriorated to drizzle while it never actually rained before the event was called off. The delay was just over 4 hours, and the restart is planned for this morning, but the forecast isn't promising, with a 90% chance of rain and the forecast high temperature barely reaching 50 degrees. Clint Bowyer emerged as the leader, with Jimmy Johnson second in the last Texas race as full-time drivers for both of those veterans. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.